Sorry, I'm late.
You're the first.
Oh, good. I was busy making a handout and lost track of time.
Well, Christian, shall we start?
Yes.
Okay. We're in section 6 on Parashat Vayera, Pasuk 81 from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. And we'll start with Ol Hashem Yichud. Unbelievable. My page just closed. without touching it, so give me a second to see if I can get it open reasonably quickly. You have a good day?
Yes, I had a good day.
Me too. I slept.
Well, your nose the doctor said I'll have to go back for 6 months, so it's good.
That is good.
Yeah.
Pasuk 81. L'shem Yichud Kudshab Rechu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu L'yakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yihinu Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kodanei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kodaneihu. Wahawa kiti beya tehake gavna diruta debarna shi ikawen beya bahai alma ake amshik aleya ruach milela ke gavna dehahu Reuta deita bak beyai Reuteya ikawen Bemila ila'a Kaisha ihu amshich ale Aleya lehahiyo mila Milela letata legabeya. The translation. Inside this book, it was written that according to the intention of a person's desire in this world, he draws a spirit from above upon himself, similar to the desire that he clung to. If his desire is to achieve something holy and divine, then he draws that same from above and brings it down upon himself. My commentary, what is the spirit from above? Is it your higher self? Is it the soul that is similar to the soul given to the children of Israel at Mount Sinai? This is a greater desire to receive that the children of Israel were given to help their desire to receive, to connect to Hashem. This soul will be explained below, I hope. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I didn't think of the things you thought of. I was more on a level of saying this looks almost common sense. I mean, if you go the evil way, you're going to have evil things happen. If you go the spiritual way, the way of holiness, well, you're going to reap holiness. It's almost you sow what you reap. But I wasn't thinking of the different meaning of spirit as to which spirit. So that was good that you said that.
The spirit is the ruach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've learned that the ruach comes from the world of Yetzirah. And if your intention is holy and spiritual, then you're going to draw a level of spirit, a level of ruach, from the Sefer Yetzirah, from the level of the world of Yetzirah. So I was just questioning this idea of what do we draw upon ourselves? And I'm asking the question also, if you already have received that ruach, and now you do an action along with the ruach, are you drawing a neshama, which would come from the world of Bria? So,
I do know when I've had meditations and I receive an answer, I often wonder where is it coming from? Is it my higher self that's answering me?
If you receive an answer to a question that comes through meditation or dreams, then you're receiving it from your higher self.
Okay.
Shall we go on to 82?
Yes. I think we're going to find out more in the next few verses.
I hope so. I think so, too. Verse 82. Ve'i reuteya leita baka besitra achara ve'ikawen peya ihu Amshich lehiyo mila milela letata legabeya wahawo amre tikarad demilta talyayo bemilin uvovaga uviruta leitsta beka Uda its meshach milela betata usitra deita bakba. The translation. If he wishes to cleave to the other side and is intent upon it, he draws the same from above down and brings it upon himself. They used to say that to draw something down from above depends mainly on speech, deed, and the wish to cleave to it. This is how certain sides that he cleaves to is drawn down from above. My commentary, learn this well. You draw what you wish to draw, either good or evil. This drawing changes by the moment. Because our thoughts change by the moment. Unless you stay focused. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I think we don't want to draw from the other side. And I think when we do have an inkling of something that's more negative, that the binding by striking helps us. It also helps us get back on track of where you're letting your thoughts go, so you can stop them if they are negative.
When you get upset, when you get angry, you're drawing from the other side.
Right. Well, I was even thinking about the virus. You know, it's easy to see a two-minute segment on TV and then begin to sort of think negatively, you know, oh, boy, I better watch this. You know, I'm one that gets respiratory infections. I have to stop those thoughts and think back over. This is 5780. It's the year of compensation. Hashem is going to send his Shefa. You know, you have to just change your thought process. Get it back on the positive side.
Correct. I think you have to stay focused on one thing for a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I may be wrong. It's something I have to contemplate and ask questions about.
Well, you think of one thing, and then you go on about your business. Most of the time, we're not just sitting doing nothing. You know, we're actively doing something, but our mind is thinking on different things, maybe not what we're focused on, that particular task that we're doing. And
right.
And we become aware of it, then that's when we need to change it. I think knowing or reading in one of our classes that the Shekinah cannot stay around sadness and depression, and
right.
And actually seeing the visual imagery of Yod Heh separating from Vav Heh, when we do things like that, that's helped me a lot.
I understand.
And that was not something I knew several years ago. So,
it's not something that people really become aware of until they study.
Mm-hmm. Well,
people
I feel like
it's just become sad and, you know, depressed. People become sad and depressed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's considered natural, but it really isn't.
Well, I think of it as a spiritual thing now. But years ago, when my daughter was so sick, and I'd have to leave her at either my mother's or Tony's mama's for the day and go on to school, and I couldn't let myself think about her and worry about her because I couldn't have carried on in the classroom. And
right.
So I had to tell myself that I couldn't have the pleasure being depressed or worried, and I would just have my day. And then when I'd go back home and pick her up, you know, do as much as I could with her and all. And went on for 7 years, and I never missed one day of work. So it seemed to work.
Well, what you're describing is practicing, focusing your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's helped you through your meditations today. Let's go on to 83.
Okay.
V'yashkach na beya kol inu novadin. Ufulchanin tekoch vaya umazale umilin teitzteri kulon vehaech by who? The translation. And I have found in that book all the rites and ceremonies for worshiping the stars and constellations, as well as what is required to worship them and how to direct one's will toward them in order to draw them closer. This is my commentary, is this is idol worship. It is not Hebrew astrology. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, that was pretty clear because of saying worshiping the stars and constellations.
Correct. But some people would think it's okay, so that's why I put it down.
Well, I think because, you know, all our monthly things tell us what letter created a constellation, and then we have the pictures, and they match up with the truth and all. I think someone who doesn't, let's say they haven't delved into anything, because I notice with new students, their eyes kind of perk up when you mention a letter created a certain constellation. I mean, they have to begin to see the difference between Hebrew astrology and
the regular
worship.
Yeah. Verse 84. Kegavna da'aman devai ita beka le'ela beruach kuchaber deha be'ovada u'milin u'viruta de'li ba'lekavna deha hiyo milatal yayo Milta liam shaka leya lgabeya meela litata ulita beka behahio mila. The translation. In the same manner, for whoever desires to cling to the Holy Spirit above, it depends on the acts, on words, and the intents of the heart, so that he may succeed in drawing it down upon himself, so that he may cling to it. My commentary, do you have the desire right now to cleave to Hashem? Or do you have a desire for the light of the Zohar? Or are you listening out of habit? Think about it. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I've been thinking about it a lot this month of Shavuot, because the idea that we needed to have conscious eating, and I realized with the busy life and something always going on, I was not eating with a conscious. I was either reading, or maybe I'd go sit at the table, and I might be looking at the mail while I'm eating. Or maybe I just went in the kitchen and got a bar late in the afternoon, a protein bar, and I walked around eating it. I did say a blessing, but it just made me see that I was not doing conscious eating. Then you did your where we had to also be conscious of a conscious blessing, not to just out, because things we do every day, somehow tend to become monotonous to it. So I've been having to focus again, not all the time, because I was pretty good at that, but still, there's sometimes you just rattle it off.
Right.
And so I think that, and then also a couple of verses back, when we had that verse that said, Chokmah becomes clothed with chesed, with a heart of fire with passion and intent. And so all of those things that the last 2 weeks between Shabbat now, it just really has said, wake up, look what you're falling into. Maybe I could compare it to someone, I know once you said there was a person who thought the Anabakoak was so monotonous over and over. I just didn't see the purpose. And I think I was falling into the trap with the eating and the blessings and not doing it consciously and not having two tasks at one time to read and eat at the same time, so to speak. So
it's always difficult.
Yes. And I guess we have to remind ourselves. I remember you have a handout on prayers, and I was thinking of that, where for Baruch Atah Adonai, that isn't Baruch, right column, and then Atah would be left column, and Adonai would be middle column. Do you remember
that? Sure.
Okay. Well, I found that to be the aid, that if I do that head motion, that helps you focus.
It does.
And
that's from Abu Lafia, the head motions.
Okay. Well, I like to look up when I say other. I thought I need to go back to that out on the UCM website and read it. So that was a long time ago.
I understand, but it's good to practice it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's made a difference. I knew about it. I did it occasionally. But I think conscious eating, conscious blessing, they just went together.
They do.
And so it's a good thing.
It is a good thing just to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're out of time, but I'm not sure what I'm going to do tonight because I'm dragging right now. Not your fault. Just before I came into the class, I was dragging a little bit. So
yeah.
I'll try and stay up, but if I'm not on, it's because of that. You know,
okay.
Whatever it is, fighting.
We don't mind. Okay, we don't mind. We all have agreed that. We want you well. And sometimes you can't, you know, you need support. And we need
But I try and, you know, for the seventh of Adar, I'd like to try and do something. But we'll see what I feel like.
Okay. We'll check.
You take
care. Bye.
Good night.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Hag Sameach.
Hag Sameach.